So, what was your first experience in China like?
Oh, it was fascinating. The most important early lesson I learned was that you shouldn't be afraid of messing up or embarrassing yourself. Lose your preconceptions and experience China with an open mind. I've asked many questions about culture, food, etc., and the responses have been very open. Although I have some tips, I would argue against going with tired old stereotypes.
Okay, so what would be your first tip?
Well, my experience of doing business in China was very different to my own country, Germany. In Germany, there are fixed rules and processes. In China, it's more of an ongoing synchronization. I have to make sure that my point is getting across and that I'm being understood. On a surface level, Chinese business partners do not want to disrespect you and may not be willing to say that they do not understand. So clarification is key.
So more indirect then?
In my opinion, yes. If you want to get to the bottom of a problem, you may have to push to find it. Instead of asking, is everything okay? Learn how to politely ask what problems exist.
So what other differences have you observed?
Oh, I would say the Chinese colleagues are less concerned about individual gains and are more interested in the community around them. They are multiple decision makers and balance is important. Having said that, the leader is highly valued in China, more so than in Germany. Once I asked a small talk question, I think about the weather, to a colleague. He immediately sought the answer from his boss who was sat next to him. Hierarchy is a huge deal.
Oh, do you have any more advice for people new to Chinese business?
The times are changing. Due to economic growth and more Chinese business people travelling, you'll find a more globalised approach than a few years ago. However, it's always important to go into a new situation with an open mind and be aware that cultural differences will still exist.
Well, thank you for that, Klaus.